In New York City, they heard it first, the drone of the plane down the west side, surprisingly loud. Then, if they were outside and their heads were pointed in the right direction, they could see it, the dull red gash in the North Tower, smoking ominously. Just as they'd begun to absorb this strange sight, wondering what pilot could have been so dim as to steer his plane into one of those towers on what seemed the clearest, bluest September morning anyone could remember, there came a second plane and another massive explosion. There would be more, of course. Two planes aimed at Washington, one that would fly into the Pentagon, another downed in a field in Pennsylvania. But for New Yorkers, it was the most intimate of tragedies. Within weeks.